Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, July 30th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off this Friday, Apple announced at WWDC that iOS 15 will add support for storing ID cards in the Wallet application. This feature is not yet available in any of the iOS 15 betas, but 9 to 5 Mac has learned that Apple is implementing a new security verification system with selfies to ensure that only the owner of an ID can add it to the iPhone. Based on code and animation files found by 9 to 5 Mac in iOS 15 Beta 4, to add an ID card to the iPhone, the user will need to go through a few verification steps in order to prevent someone else from stealing their documents. This security verification will use selfies to validate the user. This isn't exactly a new practice, and it's something that some banking applications already do. So when you sign into your banking account on a new device, sometimes you have to authenticate using a selfie to prove the account is yours. But this system has been created specifically by Apple, specifically for use adding ID cards to the Wallet application. The onboarding process will look very similar to the Face ID setup. The difference is that the animations will guide the user through capturing their face in different positions, such as looking sideways, raising their eyebrows, opening their mouth, and even smiling. Another piece of code suggests that these photos will be processed using on-device analysis. And once the ID card is successfully added to the Wallet application, you can use it in future interactions just by confirmation with Face ID. So Apple says that ID cards in the Wallet app are coming to iOS 15 later this year, and these new additions to iOS 15 Beta 4 show that Apple is continuing work on development of this feature. Unfortunately, this feature is likely to take some time to roll out, especially since it will be a state-by-state approach. In other news today, early rumors about the iPhone 14 coming in 2022 suggest that Apple plans to ditch the notch completely and use both in-screen Touch ID and Face ID. This week, Apple has been granted a new patent that describes how both forms of biometric authentication could be embedded into the display. In the patent, Apple explains that the current iPhone design has the imaging sensor next to the display instead of inside of it. So the main focus of the patent is on taking that image sensor and moving it into the display, then using it to authenticate not only faces, but also fingerprints for in-screen Touch ID. Apple explains that an electronic device can implement through-display imaging for any suitable imaging, sensing, or data, including both facial recognition and recognition of a user's fingerprint. Having both Face ID and Touch ID embedded into the display would be a way to keep everyone happy by bringing back Touch ID and retaining Face ID, and it could also increase the security of the iPhone by requiring users perform both steps of biometric authentication. As of right now, rumors say the iPhone 14 could be the first iPhone to feature both Face ID and Touch ID, but as always, Apple's plans could change, and we expect to learn more over the next 15 months. To round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9 to 5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
As we head into the weekend, all of today's best Mac-friendly deals are headlined by Apple's latest 13-inch M1 MacBook Air 256GB at various retailers starting at $750. Normally fetching $999, you're looking at as much as $249 in savings in order to mark a new all-time low that's $50 under our previous mention. With back-to-school on the mind, now is the perfect time to lock in Apple's latest MacBook Air and finally see what all of the fuss is about on its new M1 chip. The package is centered around a 13-inch Retina display that pairs with 256 gigs of storage and 8 gigs of RAM. You're still looking at the lightweight form factor that many have come to know and love, which is even more streamlined thanks to the lack of an integrated fan. A pair of Thunderbolt ports and Wi-Fi 6 round out the package. Continuing on today, after seeing the new 12.9-inch M1 iPad Pro go on sale earlier this month, Those savings are now being carried over to the compatible Magic Keyboard. Right now, Best Buy is discounting Apple's Magic Keyboard for 12.9-inch iPad Pro to $199. Normally fetching $349, you're looking at a match of our previous mention for the all-time low set only twice before, alongside 43% in savings. Apple's Magic Keyboard brings an improved typing experience to your iPad centered around a unique floating hinge design that allows for an adjustable viewing angle. That's alongside smart connector support and a built-in USB-C port that's dedicated for supplying power to your device. There's also backlit keys and a built-in trackpad that pairs with iPadOS for a compelling on-the-go workstation. And to wrap everything up today, Woot is offering the Sony WXM4 wireless ANC headphones for $180 in certified refurbished condition. Normally fetching $348 in new condition at retailers like Amazon, today's offer amounts to the second best discount we've seen while dropping within $20 of the all-time low. Sony's latest pair of headphones deliver improved active noise cancellation alongside up to 30 hours of playback on a single charge. On top of a new Bluetooth audio chip that can pair with two devices simultaneously, there's also USB-C charging and built-in access to various voice assistants to round out the package on the WXM4s. And for all of the other best deals as we head into the weekend, make sure you keep it locked to 9to5toys.com.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it's very helpful to us if you leave us a 5-star rating and a review to help more people find the show. You can follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. Find all of the latest Apple news 24/7 on 9to5mac.com and come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.